Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Shalom, Health, and Wellness with Apostle Loretta Williams. Today's lesson, Spices and Herbs that Heal the Mind and Body. Do you want to live long, have a strong, healthy body and keen mind? God has placed various spices, produce, and herbs that can help renew our vitality, energize our physical bodies, and soothe our minds and spirits. Learn more by listening to today's broadcast. Click on the play tab or link to listen to the live program for the recorded broadcast after the scheduled airtime. Be sure to click the file tab on the Fragment Blog Talk Radio program to be alerted for future programs. Apostle Loretta Williams is also on Facebook, Google Plus, and LinkedIn. And here is our speaker for Shalom Health and Wellness, my second mother, who is also my mentor, Apostle Loretta Williams. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, son. Appreciate you on this morning. As we get started today, this is going to be an excellent lesson, and you may not get all the information by listening to the live program, so I strongly suggest that you go back and listen to the recording. And listen, this message is so very, very important. Please invite other people by telling them to listen to today's broadcast, because we know a lot of people are afflicted in their bodies, and many of them don't have proper health care, cannot afford expensive prescription medicines. Now, this does not mean that if you are under a doctor's care that you cease to follow your doctor's instructions. No, this broadcast is simply to give you some ideas and some options with holistic care about knowing things that you can do for yourself that are inexpensive, amen, praise God, and you simply need to read the labels about, amen, praise God, the spices and herbs when you go to your Whole Foods store is one place you can go and find these items. Also, when you go to your local grocery store, you want to go in the kosher section or even where you may find the vitamins. Those items, amen, praise God. And then any store that sells fresh produce, a lot of times you can find these herbs. And in the spice section, now I'm going to tell you, amen, some of these herbs may not be inexpensive, but they'll certainly be less than you having to pay for a doctor's call or a doctor's visit. And the long-term effects of taking these herbs and cooking with these spices and using these spices gives positive results. Some of them you may not have heard about, so I'm going to be sharing. I have quite an extensive catalog of books. Some of my books are available through the Bible Cure with Don Colbert, and then I have another one, amen, praise God, some other books with Dr. Reginald Cherry. But the books that I'm getting ready to share with you all today are very, very old. They were passed down through my grandmother and my mother, amen, praise God. And I don't even know if they're in publication. The first book is by Dr. Don Botch, amen, What You Always Wanted to Know About Herbs. And I was very intrigued because he has in here herbs that you can take for female disorders, flu, cough, gastrointestinal, diabetes, and many more. So that got my attention. And he's saying that plants and herbs are not commonly cultivated or used by the average American. They are potent medicines, but always a medicine within the plan of nature. They are dissimilar to medicines and drugs man has produced as far as to water. Nature's medicine works with your system, happen to clean, okay? This is what herbs and spices do, amen, when used properly. They help cleanse and encourage function and toning up of your body, okay? Now, herbs are not products that one uses like a food supplement. You use them in time of need, and they will serve you well, but they are not building blocks of new cells, okay? They act as vacuum sweepers and like cleaning cloths, relaxants, okay? But the body needs the food you consume for restoring damaged cells and building new ones. Now, herbs can also be used to help you feel better, okay? And the beautiful thing about them is that years and years of use have culled out those that don't work and retained those which do. In primitive times, there was no chemistry, but they did have, I'm just going to say a lot of older tribes, ancient tribes. They had witch doctors. They had all of them weren't called witch doctors, but they were called the tribe, special doctor, or, you know, they were given places of honor because they worked with different herbs. They had knowledge of different herbs. Oh, help me, Jesus, here. Okay, and that had an effect on the body, how to help you sleep, how to help women get pregnant, how to relieve headaches. And so a lot of the tribes they thought that this was strange medicine or that these people had powers. But what they did was they had a knowledge, and there's a word for this, amen, praise God. They had a knowledge of different herbs and how they could be mixed and used together, you know, as potions. All right? Now, I want you to understand, when you read the Word of God, we find out all through the Word of God where in the Old Testament it talks about the Mediterranean diet, and all through the Old Testament it talks about different herbs that are good for our body, amen, different spices that help, amen, praise God, even aromatic scents, amen, aromatic oils. If you didn't listen to Sunday's broadcast, Sunday morning, amen, prayer and devotional, make sure you do. Those that are members of Oasis Worship Center, amen, it will be part of our Bible study review on Thursday. So if you haven't taken the time to listen to it, amen, because I talked about the purpose of anointing oil, amen, and there's all different types of oils besides olive oil, and each of them have different scents, and they're for different uses. Some of them are for ceremonial rites, and some can be used for medicinal purposes. Well, it's the same thing with herbs, okay? Amen. God put these things on the earth to allow them to grow, to relieve our pain, okay? You know, a lot of Christians teach against certain things, but, amen, they're the ones running to the doctor spending $100, $200 or more a month, okay? When God has already given us a solution, okay, it's right there. Sometimes it's right there when you go to buy your groceries in the produce department and you're talking about you don't want to eat any fresh green leafy vegetables, any greens, hallelujah, praise God, or, you know, spinach. Help me, Jesus, here. You know, I'm just talking about produce right now. Okay, and you know you got problems, you know you're constipated. Do you know that there's food that can help you, amen, when you're constipated, amen, to relieve your bowels? Oh, let me tell you, it is so much that is available. The Word said my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So let me talk about some that you may not know about. Bilberry leaves, B-I-L-B-E-R-R-Y. The leaves of this plant contain a glucoconine, oh, well, help me with this word, Lord, glucoconine, G-L-U-C-O-U-I-N-I-N, that's the spelling of it, which helps to lower blood sugar levels in diabetics. Now, I know so many people that are dealing with different types of diabetes. This plant grows quite freely in the northwestern states and is commonly referred to as huckleberry or whortleberry. In general, the properties are astringent, tonic, hypoglycemic, antiseptic, and anti-diarrheal. Okay, these properties are not to be interpreted as an indication for those who have hypoglycemia. Got that right? Are not to use it. Okay, so you make sure, amen, before you do this, that you read the label or even, amen, check with your doctor. If you can use it as a tea made of leaves, it's especially effective when you have diarrhea. Let's talk about that. This action problem results from its astringent and antiseptic properties, okay? Also, the same properties make the tea an excellent remedy for canker sores. You know, you get those in your mouth a lot of times, as a gargle or mouthwash, and as an external application when you have skin problems. That's bilberry leaves. Now, I've heard of this one. It's called blessed thistle. Generally classified as a bitter herb, this botanical is cultivated widely in Europe for its medicinal properties. It is considered a fibrige, F-E-B-R-I-F-U-G-E, capable of reducing fever. That's why I know about it. Okay. It can be used as a tonic and a stimulant. Okay. And as you can see, there's other properties in it that, and this is the plant now, that are very compatible and assist in making this herb very valuable in problems involving flu or cold. That's how I know about it. That's a thistle. Okay. In addition to the above properties, it's specific in promoting the flow of bile and purifying the liver. So if you got liver problems, this is something that an individual may consider getting the herb. Okay, blessed thistle. All right, here's another one. Blueberry leaves. This plant belongs to the same family as the bileberry, and therefore it has the same properties, and it would be used identical. Okay, now let's go on to a couple of more that I know about. Catnip. I remember my mother, so she probably got it from this book because this is my mother's book, catnip tea. Okay, I remember her giving it to her grandchildren and instructing me, amen, and even, excuse me, giving it to me. It's known as catnip. This herb has properties including a relaxant, amen, carminative, endomine, and nervine. The leaves of the catnip are used in preparing remedies and are gathered sometimes twice a year. The plant is sturdy and vigorous. The most common use is for upset stomach, diarrhea, such as may be associated with the flu, or vague aches and pains, which also may be associated with flu. This herb is native of Europe and Asia, and its medicinal properties are so well thought of that it was brought over to America by immigrants because of its hardy characteristics, grew abundantly in practically all areas. Now, I know you can get catnip, amen, in a lot of your health and vitamin stores, and you can also go online to order it, amen, praise God, if you know you've got a child, amen, or even an adult that is dealing with runny bowels or diarrhea or flu and aches and pains. Okay, here's another one, amen, praise God, that we want to talk about. I'm not going to go through all of them, but I do want to talk about some of them that I know you may be able to get. Dandelion. Dandelion is one of the most hated herbs by gardeners because I've seen dandelions in my mother's garden, and you usually pluck it up. But it's the best herb in inducing the flow of bile from the liver. So if somebody you know got liver problems, you want to recommend to them that they learn as much as possible about the herb dandelion. It can also be effective in the first stages of cirrhosis of the liver, okay? So, amen, learn anyone, and, you know, you want to do things to help clean out your liver so you don't have problems with your bowel. Here's another one I've heard about, fennel. Fennel seed, F-E-N-N-E-L. It is mostly used for stomatic problems, amen. It helps to relieve colic, okay. Most of us grandmothers, aunties, parents, I do remember mom talking about fennel seed, okay, because babies do get colic, abdominal cramps. All of you young women that are suffering, not just young, mid-aged women, any woman you know suffering with menstrual cramps, get some fennel seed, F-E-N-N-E-L. It helps to expel mucus secretions from your gastrointestinal tract. It can also loosen mucus from persistent cough. It can be diluted and used as an eyewash to relieve strain and irritation. Fennel is grown commercially for the most part, although certain areas find it quite plentiful in growing it wild. Okay, it's very bitter. It's an acid essential oil contained in the seed. Now, here's something that I highly recommend that I just have been really using myself, and that's ginger. Amen. Praise God. I'm hunting down now, amen, some ginger seasoning. Amen. Praise God. When I had an upset stomach a couple of weeks ago, yes, we know about ginger ale, but let me tell you about ginger beer or ginger soda. It's more effective. I went to one of the large grocery stores hunting down some ginger beer. That's what it's called. And you mostly find it in the holistic stores, or a lot of African and ethnic stores carry it. I didn't find it there, but I did find it, amen, praise God, in my local food store, ginger soda. They come in about 16-ounce bottles, amen, like your other soda bottles. And I got me a couple of those, and I drunk, amen. It's strong, stronger than Verner's. I'm telling you, amen, it did the job. I'll tell you, thank you, Jesus. My stomach got settled. I drunk about a half a glass, amen, every hour. And I noticed, amen, praise God, my stomach stopped hurting, and I got calmed down. And then another thing, you know, the ginger, we call them ginger snaps, okay, the cookies, ginger snaps, because they're high in ginger, okay? Ginger is normally thought of as a culinary herb. It falls in the same category as garlic. Oh, I'm going to get to that one too, okay? It is powerful in its medicinal quality. Many of these properties are beneficial in preparing food. Told you so, okay? And with somatic effects that can certainly be applied to a variety of otherwise dull foods. You can cook with it. You can put it in your soup, okay? Amen. It's very action. It's very useful. With herbalists and for any number of conditions, including colds, diabetes, and any toxic condition. The root stalk is the part used for powders and tinctures. Now, amen, praise God, if you don't know about garlic, oh, my goodness, let me tell you, amen, I learned this from watching a movie about two sisters that had lived to be in their late 90s, and we're going on 100, and they were asked what was their secret to long life, and their answer was that they eat a clove of garlic, you know, not the whole big thing, but just one of the little parcels every day. Okay, I can't remember the movie, but I remember, amen, it was a two movies about these two sisters. And then, amen, when my last husband got sick, he had been given by a visiting pharmaceutical too much medicine for his high blood pressure. And they gave him too much milligrams of his high blood pressure medicine, and he had a reaction to it. And we wound up taking him to the hospital, and he had to have a stomach pump. And then they brought in a specialist, and it was a Jewish doctor. And I remember her prescription was he was taken off of certain foods, amen, praise God, put on special diet, and was instructed to eat garlic, clove of garlic, okay? She told me to put it in his salad, cook with it, but she told me the natural herb, the natural garlic itself. Now, you can go in the store and you can buy garlic peels. They're not as potent. But if you just go down to your local grocery store and get you a clove of garlic and every day either put it in your salad, your soup, or whatever, your meat, and use it, I guarantee you, amen, praise God, it will definitely have an effect on your health. Another thing about garlic, you that have respiratory problems, dealing with asthma, amen, or bronchitis, or environmental allergies, amen. I told this to one of our members in our fellowship, amen, and she was dealing with severe asthma. And she had an asthma attack, was having an asthma attack, and she kept a whole clove of garlic in her bedroom, amen, and she would take it at night. And she said she went to use her inhaler, amen, and I don't know if she didn't have any in there, but she couldn't, it wouldn't discharge or something, and she couldn't hardly breathe. And her family was looking for another inhaler, and she saw the garlic, and she remembered me telling her that garlic was good for respiratory problems. She said she got that garlic, and she ate it, and within minutes, she was able to breathe. Within minutes, amen, before her family could even get the breathing inhaler to her, it opened up her nasal passages, and she started breathing. See, we used to not have all this chemical. I know the pharmaceutical companies don't like this broadcast because I'm telling you some things that is biblical. We hear it. You know another one right here? Hyssop. Just about every Christian has heard about hyssop, okay? But how many of you know how to use it? It's a bushy evergreen plant. It once was widely cultivated for medicinal purposes, but has recently been found favor as an ornamental shrub. But hyssop is best known in the herbal field as an astringent, an expectorant, a stimulant, and it has tonic properties. It can be used for the stomach as well for lung congestions, upset stomach, not even limited to the flu. Okay, some would say that hyssop has secondary properties, including inducing perspiration, and amen, praise God. And there's other things here, the enhanced of elimination of toxic waste products from your body. Okay, that is hyssop, and you find hyssop in the Bible. Now, here's something else we know about. Lavender. Oh, my goodness. I try to buy products that have lavender for the aromatic scent. I bathe with lavender bath beads. Amen. I like lavender candles. Everybody hear that? So you know what to get me for my birthday. Amen. Two of my favorite, eucalyptus, lavender. Amen. Now I learned another one, spearmint. Oh, my goodness. All of these are herbal products. And, you know, I have these items in my home. I have taken and put some, got spearmint, peppermint gum. I keep that, amen, praise God. I notice a lot of times when I try to get indigestion, especially at night, and I chew on some spearmint or peppermint gum. Oh, my God. And especially when I was dealing with respiratory problems, and nasal problems being stopped up, and I begin to chew on that spearmint. Amen. Praise God. And eucalyptus. Oh, Lord Jesus. I have a eucalyptus candle. I love my Bath and Body Works. There's another present, Apostle Life. Amen. I love the sleep and aromatic products with eucalyptus, and now they make it with, amen, echinacea, amen, praise God, is another one. But, I mean, it's so many different products, herbs, and spices that I have learned that I keep around my house, amen, praise God. I even try to look for the candles with these different scents, and you light them and just, oh, my God, it not only smells good, but it brings an aroma that helps you to relax and be at peace. And that's why I was talking about lavender here. Lavender is a delightful fragrance, amen. It causes you to relax. It causes, amen, praise God. You can bathe with it, amen, praise God. It comes in different types of oils, as well as the flowers. Listen, lavender herbs and flowers relieve headaches, fainting, nervous prostration, dizziness, okay? And it's used as a tea, and it helps with nausea and vomiting. All right, so that's our broadcast for today. Amen, praise God. I hope you've enjoyed all that I've given to you on spices and herbs that heal the mind and body. God bless you.